and say,
repeat it again once more, a little louder, and you're getting into a voice. And you say it loud, like, say, ah, ah.
Ah, ah.
Our family's in a time again. And you're going to be a little softer for it now, a little louder. Okay?
You go very low pitch.
Oh, yes.
No, I said loud and low. you go loud pitch, your voice, he goes soft, higher pitch.
I'm going to convince you. All right, now you guys both in here,
practice louder and better,
and show me some speed. You got to do it because you're afraid. You're timid, both of you. Both of you are careful because you're in a strange house and you don't want to work or some darn thing. I don't know what's the matter with you guys. So let me see you go to town now. Now, go ahead. And you get your solid. Don't be afraid to say it, Larry. If it's ah, say ah. Let him hear it. Let Sammy hear it. Go ahead. While I'm working this, this is a complete recording.
Ah.
Your own voice, Harry. That's right.
Yes.
A little louder, Sammy. Even when you get to it.
How?
Go ahead.
Ha. Ha.
Oh, don't put the tape down his voice.
Ha. Ha.
Ha. Louder, Sammy.
Ha. Ha.
Okay, next.
And
That was good, Sam. Now we were all through it again. Ah, ha.
Ah, ha.
Eh, he.
Eh, he.
E, he. E, he.
E, he.
Oh, ho.
Oh, ho.
Hooey, hooey.
Hooey, hooey.
That's hooey, hooey. Where's hooey?
Ooh. Ooh, hoo.
Ooh, hoo.
E?
Here.
Here.
I high.
A.
One, two, three. There you are. Now, you got the sleeper. You know how to increase. You know the story. You build up your own story the way you like, right? Then I try your aha, but you don't measure it because people sleep when they sleep. They sleep measured. They take their time when they inhale. See? It's a measured breath. It's a movement like that. It's the way the heart beats. And you sleep according to the pulsations. Some people's heart beats faster, they breathe faster. Some people's heart beats slower, move slower, they breathe slower. And a person, when a person is excited, the heart beats fast, and they palpitate fast, they breathe fast. And when they're very careful, the heart slows down and they go slow down because the mind rules the whole thing. It's a mental condition. Now, on your aha, you did the sleeper. Now your eh-heh. You make a description in the forest and the cottage and the cabin and the rain and all this, and then the train is about a mile and a half away, and it's an upgrade, and it's a freight train, and it's the inhalants of the air. Where you tell them the story about that you went on a hunting expedition, and you make a nice picture description, if you can, as nice as you possibly can, describing in the nice cot and the kitchen table in the center of the cabin. It's a small cabin and a kerosene lamp. Not a gasoline lamp, a kerosene lamp, because the gasoline lamp you use, but it's too dangerous or something, and you just use a kerosene lamp. Then you tell them about this train upgrade on a rainy night. So it goes, it's air hair, it's in and out. You see, this is inhaling. This is exhaling. You see? Now, on your air hair, on your train, off in the distance, the train comes and you begin softly. Now, I had a disturbance there. Now, I'll repeat again. Now, the train announcing is the inhalant of air, you see? Now, it's according to what distance you are from the microphone. Or how far you are from the people. You see, now if I have the microphone about here, and I do, right? I put the microphone a little closer so the machine gets it more powerful. You see? Now I do this. That's inwardly. And outwardly. Now you learn to control in here, and that's the door of the throat where you can do. Well, let that door in there. You see, that you learn to control. Once you control that door, like when you say you stop, you see. You see? Now that's that door. And there's the door coming out. You hold it tight and go. That might get a cough. You see, you're letting a little air go through, but you open it wide. And you practice that. That's for a reason. As long as you're conscious of that door, then you'll know how to work on that door. Like opening a valve, or like opening a faucet. You can open it little by little, and then more and more, you'll open it full. Well, if you can control that valve in the faucet and know how to control it, then you can do most anything. And that's the door. Now, in your hey, you do learn at the beginning, because I didn't draw your attention to that door at that time when you did. You just did it with an open door, you see? Now, when you go into the regular, you see, I made you do it in long breaths. I made you work in long breaths. Like. And I made you use your hand, taking air in and pushing hair out. Now the H is the air letter. Like. That's going in. Now you turn your hand around. You see? Now when you do it staccato or jerky, like. And that's out. Now, if you put it to the throat. We do it here. Now, Bobby Bradford has developed that imitation so well that you think it's the engine is standing at the deep when he did it like you. See how that sounds. Now, we'll play it back.
Now, we'll try it again. Now, we'll try it again and see what it works for. Now, I'll do it.
Can be improved by practice and exercising, because I haven't done it. I'm just giving you the basic principles and foundation and possibilities. By practicing and exercises, I could do it too. And Bobby Bradford has done so much practicing that he does it so wonderfully well that, my golly, and he puts the microphone there. You see, now you can put the microphone here, of different places around the throat, because the vocal cords are around there. You see? Now, your tugboat is up the river, you see, pulling a scow or pulling a boat or some kind of a thing, a big tugboat. So you do that with ooh-hoo, right? So you do the same thing on the same principle as the train, only you do it longer. You do ooh. Huh? I put it under my throat on my jaw. And it goes away. Now we play that back and see what we got out of it. Now you have that. You have the sleeper. You have the train. You have the tugboat. Now the sheep. You use the cup hands and a bear or ba. Ba, 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 ba. The cat. Ba, ba. And the lamb. Or the goat. It's according to where you put your hands when you cut your hands, right? Okay. Now, the other imitations. There are other imitations, but you will discover them in your inhalants and exhalants. And then your buzz, the Z buzz, will give you the fly or the hornet or the... But you learn that. You got to... I can tell it to you and do it, maybe show it to you, but you yourself can't do it. You get it. Because you've got to practice and train by your ears and your eyes. Now, chickens, ducks, geese, pigs, flies, mosquitoes, or anything like that, you must go near where that sound is. And then through the inhalants and exhalants, or any pitched tone that you can do, and apply through these inhalants and exhalants, and also through the voices of the inhalants and exhalants, like ah, eh, ee. And those are the voices. I told you about the voices, right? Okay, now, after you have all the different approaches and the basic lessons and principles and everything else, you can imitate most any sound a little later on once you get the idea of knowing how to do it. But you cannot deceive anyone at this time. But you can learn to do it. Now, another trick which you can do, learn to use your wife's voice or those near you. Let them say one word. And learn to say that one word, they say it. Then get mother more words. And then sometimes you're sitting in the kitchen, you'll imitate your wife's voice, and someone in the family are there with their back towards you. You can speak the line that you learned from your wife, and they'll think that your wife said it and not you. You see? And learn how to do those tricks. And imitate your son-in-law's voice. Some sentence that he always used to using and in the habit of using it. And then you pull it. But the wife is not looking. Your wife or his wife is not looking, or your daughter. And they'll think that he said it. And you see, then you get to imitate voices of the people around there. And then by that way, then you can give your figure a voice, any kind of voice you want. Because when you're doing four voices, you're going to learn to operate four figures instead of one. The thing like you're going to. You're going in with one now. You heard how you did it on your voice. Now, we won't, this is nearly the end, so we won't go any further on this. I think the both sides are recorded on this. So this is the end of it. Now, we may be able to put the distant voice on another tape, because it'll only take about, it won't take much to do that on the tape, but you'd have to have it anyway, and then you can work with it, and that way you... Okay, now your distant voice. Now, first of all, in the morning, the more you get up or after you get up in the morning, the muscles and everything else, your body is weak, you see? Because as the sun goes higher and higher, your vitality gets higher and higher. And everything gets higher and higher in pitch, even in singing. The singer never, never sings high in the morning. It vibrates a singer. A real operatic star and a real singer, they hum like this. Vibrating. La 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 la. Hey, they vibrate. They vibrate like that. Then they limber up. Just like I told you about the flower, and it's towards the east and the sun, the flower, the head of the flower, and then as the sun goes higher, the head goes following, and when it's at the west, the head is way towards the west, and then during the night, that flower, that bud, or that head of the flower, automatically turns, and in the morning you'll find that it's in the east. And how it got there, no one knows.
Okay. The same thing with your vitality. When you're going to bed at night, well, you're tired and knocked out, right? So then you go to sleep. And in the morning when you get up, your sun gets you higher and higher. That's the chickens and animals and everything else. They get up with the sun and they go to sleep with the sun. Only the human beings don't do it. But your nature does that without your knowing it. Because in the morning you're stretching your body and limbering up and everything else. You do that. Well, that's where you get your adoration exercise. That's where you start your swinging arms. That's where you start your stretching exercises of the bird stretch or the animal stretch that I told you. And then you stand in silence and all this other stuff, what you do, the routine. And you begin with your closed eyes in the bed, breathing. You're changing your breath immediately because when you were asleep, you were breathing differently. Then when you woke up and you had your eyes closed, you took a long breath, inhaled it, and printed the thought or the message in, you see? Then you let the air out and wait it. Don't take anymore. When that message is received, you'll get notice in the nature to take the next breath because it has already been delivered. It's lightning rapidity. So I do it like this. I'm asleep, then I do this. I pull up. Then I print my message, right?
Yeah.
After my message is printed and I send it. I send it. I didn't take any breath yet. I wait. Then I must take a breath. And then I print again. Didn't blow. Now I wait. Then another message. Now I can, at night when you're sleeping, you can place that breath anywhere you like. You see? And you can say, you can do the prayer, in, forward, and through for the heart. In, forward, and through for the kidneys. In, forward, and through for the bladder. Or wherever you have a pain or a defect or something, messages, four messages for each part. And placing the air where you want it. In the back, in front, wherever. You learn how to do it. But from the beginning, you can. But once you do it, you'll get so that you can place the breath most anywhere, and you can say, in God, I want this healed. I'd like to have this healed, or corrected, or whatever, improved. So I do, at night, I do this. I hold here, and I hold my hand here. In God, I need help. You see?
Mm-hmm.
Or improvement, or correction, or make us healthier if necessary, and all that other stuff. But you know how to ask in silence, though, not in talk.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, when you did the sleeper, you modulated, you see? And you knew how to get it. Now, when you got into the tone, you said, ah. Now, you could have made that ah louder, you could have made that ah softer.
Yeah.
Modulation. Now, when you get. After you did that, then you did your exercises in tone. You did your exercises in the dialect or accent or off the blackboard. Aha is one voice, then all the other voices. You'll get those voices later. You'll get familiar and acquainted with them. Now, in the distant voice, you've got to relax. And don't do it because you want to do it. Coax nature to do it. And only one tone if you can get it. You see?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to take your breath through the nose, and then you hold it, and then you go. Like something to hit you there. You see? And if you can get it, all right. If you can get it and you don't know how to get it, don't get discouraged. You see? Then you can do the punch if you want that. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And then the lifting, like. You know? Or when you go try to imitate someone trying to be, it's an old man, a very old man who's sick and he goes, you know? Then also in the bathroom, you know, you're sitting, remember? And then you discover that. Try all kinds of methods of discovering that one tone, you see? After you discover that one tone, Don't go any different. Just vary that tone if you can. Not too much, and don't try to sing right away.
No.
Nurse that tone, you see? And then if you do it, if you want to do it from here, like... it goes back from there out. Now, you can modulate on that, too.
Yeah.
Because I do it on the telephone. The voice is near the phone, then he's far away from that phone, then he walks towards the phone. The only thing I didn't show you, the only thing I didn't put on the tape was the telephone to hell and heaven, but the voices are the same and the operation is the same.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing I didn't give you is the fellow up the chimney, and I didn't give you the fellow on the roof and the fellow under the floor. But that you can do by modulation. Like, hello up there! You see? Or we go down here. Oh, George.
Yeah, what do you want?
Huh?
What do you want?
Are you down there?
Yes, I'm down here.
You see? It's modulation. It's low voice when it's low, high voice when it's high. And when he says, good night, father and father away, so your mom lives later. And, hey, George, say good night. He should go far away. He's on the roof. Imagination. So the same thing when he's climbing up the ladder, whatever you may do.
Yeah.
Now you have many methods of approach and many methods of getting. You got it from the punching of the stomach, you got it from the lifting, you got it from the bathroom, you got it from the, there was one more. I think you have it on the tape now. Yeah, I give you four.
Yeah, the lifting was...
Punch?
Punch and
bathroom is three.
Yeah, that was three and
Ha! Oh, that coughing.
Coughing.
Is four.
Oh.
Yeah. Now, don't go into it right away. Just experiment a little there and now and then. Now, I'm giving you all the difference that I know of is that now you'll learn how to do the chimney. Oh, the echo bit, you know.
Yeah.
The echo bit is very easy. You just take the bottle and say, ah. You see? Hello! Ha!
Ha!
Ha! You just do the normal or regular voice, then you go into the ventriloquial voice. Okay. Now you know I didn't give you the taking a seltzer, drinking you say to the people, I'll do it right away. You say to the people that you don't feel good, you mind if I take the medicine? You see?
Yeah.
I take the medicine, so I got to put some water in it. You got some water in this here. You see, if you hold it this way, you got some water in here, and I got to put the pill in there. You see? And I do this. See? You do this, like here. You drop this, like this. See? And then you start. You got it? Okay. Now that's the one I forgot about giving it to you. And that's all the invitations. All right, any other suggestions that you've got to give or want to give?
No, that's all I wanted. I didn't just remember what the approach was, your first approach on that. You wouldn't show that.
You're getting it. Then when the people at the door, you know, the modulation mark, and you use aha, ehe, ee, oho, or say ooh-hoo voice, ooh-hoo. You say, who are you? Oh, I don't want, I just come to see you.
I just change the voice.
Yeah. That's all. And now you have, you know how to go about it, but try some different methods of getting the distant voice.
Yeah.
You see? Because he has one method only.
Mm-hmm.
But you have other methods of conception and trying to get them because the different movements, the bathroom stunt and the lifting stunt and the coughing stunt and the raising stunt have different places of putting the sound out from your vocal cords. They don't come into different, they don't come from the same place.
No.
You see,
I'll
the air.
Put Jim all down here on this stool and make a note on them here. Then I'm not going to practice very much on it.
No.
Just once in a while.
And if you do practice it in the afternoon after the sun is up. But don't practice the toying up after the sun is up and going down.
Sitting on...
No, just say it right back to them. You'll know what it means, because if they read it, they
well, I'm sitting is just the same.
Okay. Sitting on the throne.
Yeah.
Throne seat. All you gotta do is write down throne seat and then we'll
go off. Lifting, sitting, and...
Punching.
Punching.
And you got four?
That's the service easier to that side.
What do you want? What, tell me what?
That's right.
What do you mean by
the punch?
You mean the punch?
Squeeze like this?
No, the punch is protecting or something. Like this. There you are.
Mm-hmm.
Now when you get that there, you have that sound, right?
Mm-hmm.
So hold that sound if you can hold it, and then... Now you develop that.
Mm-hmm.
See, those muscles are green.
That's about the lowest.
Oh, the
highest pitch that I can get it in, is that right?
You'll get it later on.
Yeah,
you'll know what to do with it. You play all kinds of tricks with it. You'll know where to place it, how to place it.
That's right. I like that distant voice. I always get it. You know, I've heard bonus people
talk about it.
And I always thought there's more fun than that. Than you know, you can use that any place you go, or you don't have to have a figure or
nothing.
Or any
apparatus
of any kind.
Well, without the figure, here's what you can do in a party without the figure. You can do the bottle stuff, right?
Yeah.
You can do the seltzer.
That's right.
You can do the sleeper.
Mm-hmm.
You can do the train, the freight train. Now, a little later on, if you can, the kitten. You're sitting in a log cabin. I don't know if I can get it or not. It's awful. It's not quite difficult for them. My vocal cords are not adjusted right for that.
Mm-hmm.
You're sitting in a big, nice home, a log house in the country, and it's winter time, and everyone's gone to sleep, and you're sitting in a big armchair in front of a big log fire, big fireplace, and the embers are all red, but they're just dying out, and the perfume of the cedar or the pine is in the room from those logs. You see? And you're there sitting with a book in your lap, you just got through reading, and everyone's gone upstairs to go to bed. And as you look out of the window, it's a big window, and as you look out, you see a blanket of snow covered with diamonds. And off in the distance, you can hear the jingling of the sleigh bells and the creaking of the snow far away. And then you see the black trees, naked, black limbs, the beautiful moonlight night, just like day. And someone locked out the kitten in the back porch. And you can hear it trying to get in. You haven't practiced it long enough.
So there you are.
And you're pulling through it, and you're pulling in. And you're squeezing here. Yeah, but you got to go high. It's high. That's a difficult imitation. Now, you go into the fly imitation. The low tone buzz. You see, the fly imitation.
It's done the same way as the...
It's that beginning note. Only got a low note. Now, the next one... And then at the party you can do the memory test, or certainly the memory test, that three nest and man with the three legs. They do the writing and they can hold the hand up when they got the objects and articles on their mind. then you go to 25 or 50. You know how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can do the, at the party, you do the memory, you do the, oh, that 86 lay thing with the deck of cards.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see me do it for the women last night?
No,
I didn't. Well, that's what you do at the party, you see?
Mm-hmm.
And that, those are the things that you can do. Then you did recitations like, did you ever sit and ponder, sit and wonder, sit and think while we're here, what this world is all about? Life is a funny proposition, after all. That poem is good. Then another one that you can do. This one is good for you. About the lock of hair.
Mm-hmm.
In the soft and falling twilight of a weary, weary day, I was in a garret, searching an old bureau stored away. It for years has there been hidden, safe away from frost and dew, and my curious nature tempted me to search it through and through. Faded pink and yellow ribbons, laces, a half a century old, and then I came across a package bound up with a thread of gold. Something told me to untie it, which I did with gentle care, and unfolded to my vision lay a simple lock of hair. Oh, what memories crowded o'er me as I gazed upon that curl. It brought sweet remembrances of a young and lovely girl, one who was my joy and pleasure, one who now, though dead and gone, I forget now the whole thing now. I've got to do it all over again.
Mm-hmm.
It brought sweet remembrances of a young, lovely girl, one who was now dead and gone. It brought sweet remembrances of a young, lovely girl. Has changed me to a being old and worn. Slowly I rebound the package, and the tears came down my frame as I tenderly replaced it where for ages it had lain. Strange how such things do affect us and make our spirits sadly droop, but how mad that hair would make us if we found it in our sleeves. You know? Now that thing is broken there, but you know what to do with it after, because I missed a couple, I forgot the lines at the time, but if you pronounce the words slowly, visualize them, feel them, use expression, punctuation, emotion, and timing, and pronounce the words clearly and distinctly, effectively, then you can put it over. Otherwise, it won't work. You see? And the other one, that life's a funny proposition, is a good recitation for you, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then the one in the glass, the fellow in the glass, it's another good one. The looking glass. I don't know how much time, how much speed you got there.
Well, you have plenty of time.
I'll get that looking in the glass. Now, I'm going to pick that lock ahead because I lost that. And I'll find that funny proposition I think you can have. This is the guy in the glass. When you get what you want and you struggle for pelt, and the world makes you king for the day, then go to the mirror and look at yourself and see what that guy has to say. For it isn't your mother, or your father, or your wife, whose judgment upon you must pass. The fellow whose verdict counts most in your life is the guy that's staring back at you in the glass. He's the fellow to please, never mind all the rest, for he's with you clear up to the end, and you've passed your most dangerous, difficult test if the guy in the glass is your friend.
Mm-hmm.
You may be like Jack Horner and Chisel the Plump and think you're a wonderful guy, but the man in the glass says you're only a bum if you can't look him straight in the eye.
Mm-hmm.
You can fool the whole world down the pathways of years and get pats on your back as you pass. But your final reward, come in, will be heartaches and tears if you've cheated that band of glass. Now, come in, kind sir, said he. Now, that's all we get today.
This tape here is going to be a little more deeper and more serious. And there's a door in the soap here where I showed you how, just like you did on the tugboat, on the train. You get acquainted with that, right? And then you do this way with the hand, and the hand pulling towards you means in. Pushing it away from you means out. But you must use your hand so you can concentrate in harmony or coordinate with the vocal cords here. And this hand here is like a governor on your car or whatever you're trying to govern. You see? Like your foot pedal on a machine. So this hand does this in. That way it's going out. You see? If you're moving the hand towards you means in. Moving it away from you means out. You see? Okay. Now when you did your inhaling, you did it with one hand this way towards you, and you said, that was ah. And you turn the hand around, and you say, see, this means in. And this means, you don't need your lips. No. You don't need your jaw. Because you're not doing with your lip and you're not doing with your jaw, but your habit of past years gone by got you automatically and psychologically and unconsciously to move your face without any reason. And because you're doing it in here, so why should you move your mouth? And this is the beginning of dead time, which I told you when you're doing it with the figure. You're doing it in the... You see how this draws your attention to become... unconscious to the lip and jaw and make you more conscious to the throat, the heel of the tongue, and the door in your throat. You see? So I can do it. I can do it. I sit lazy and I sit still and I do this. Well, I'm doing that in my sleep too when I'm breathing. And I don't move my lip and jaw, so why should I move it when I'm awake? And you'll have to do it without lip movement or mouth movement, because when the figure's sitting on your knee, and he does it, so why should you do it too? Because you're exposing. You're exposing and showing the public that you are doing it. So you got to learn the deadpan. That's the beginning of deadpan. Okay, then you go to air and all those others. And you do the imitations that way. And you do those imitations without any lip movement, without any jaw movement, without any expression on your face that you are doing it. You see? That's the beginning. I mean, those are your exercises at the beginning even. But this automatically leads you into unconscious of the lip and of the jaw. It throws you away from that consciousness. They should do the sounds in the proper place, which is the throat. Now this boy here that you heard, Bradford, he didn't sing so low and so open. His voice is very open now. He sings absolutely from the throat. And he does it without lip movement. So that proves that you can do things without lip and without jaw. He does it, and other people do it, and that's the basic religion of the ventriloquist. You must do everything without lip and jaw. And you can do it. If you couldn't do it, naturally nobody else could do it. If anybody else couldn't do it, then you couldn't do it. But if other people have done it, why can't you do it? So you see, if it only requires practice, animation, practice and consciousness of knowing that you're getting work in your throat and you're conscious of your throat work. Okay, now, when you did all those exercises will lead you into it without you trying or looking for it. Every exercise on that board had a reason and a purpose behind it. And you fell into it automatically. You corrected your inhalants. And you found out that there were some inhalants that you had some difficulties in pronouncing and moving, or pronouncing them, and then sometimes you use inhalants, which you do unnecessary for you, to move your lip and jaw, and you forgot your lip and jaw, many of them, like aha, ehe, ehe, oho, uhu. You learn to do them. Then your weakness was on the O. You didn't give a round enough O or a big enough O. When I told you about you owe, like if someone owes money and use that word O, then you got a rounder O. And yet it took three letters to get you conscious to O. When you thought of W-O-W-E, O, well, then you got the right sound of O. But if I didn't draw your attention to the three letters, O-W-E, then you wouldn't know how to say O. But when you got that sound of O-W-E, then you realize how to say the better O in the correct way and improve your O. So the ooh-hoo. Now, you didn't have to pull your ooh-hoo way down into the throat, but it goes there by itself without you pushing it. And I don't want you to freeze your thought. What I mean by freezing your thought is to concentrate on something that you've got to do it. But you do it your own style. This way, if I do it with nature, nature gives me a better ooh than if you would try to do it. Then when you did get the ooh-hoo, 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 like the cooing of the dove, and that you learn. You do it, don't you? You learn that cooing of the dove. And there are many other things that you're going to learn without me telling you, but you're going to fall into, and you'll be led into it, or tempted into doing the imitation that you hear. And you'll want to imitate those things. Well, that's all these exercises cause you to do it. Now, the next inhalant that you have trouble with, in here. You're not the only one. They all have trouble with in here. That's the reason I put it there. If I put it somewhere else, it wouldn't get the effect. It wouldn't get the reason, because it causes confusion, and confusion causes you to conquer the thing that's bothering you. Anytime anything is bothering you, either get rid of it, or eliminate it, or conquer it, or improve it. If it's worthwhile, you improve it. It's not worthwhile, you throw it away. Now, in here you have trouble. Then you know what? And once you correct it, then you have no trouble. The same thing with oi hoi, and ow how, and you found out that it was another place. Once you become conscious, where these things hit and how they hit. Ow, ow. And then you'll move your throat there. Ow, ow. Ow, ow. And then you got a voice. You got a different voice there to talk with. Ow, ow. There you are. I talk like that because ow, ow makes me talk like that. You see? So you got a voice for another figure immediately without looking for a voice. You see? Now, it also gives you an imitation, a chance to imitate some pictures. Now, who talks like that? Well, that's a lot I came down here to see you about getting some work done, and you don't take it to know it, I'd like to know it, and all this other stuff, you see. So, you know, it's just the way I do it. It's just like Robinson or someone else would talk like that, Robinson. You see, you know what I'm going to do with you fellas. I'm going to have you put on the spot and all this other stuff. Well, there's your imitation.
Yeah.
Or you can do it. Most any voice will give you those things. Now, I used to make the room very, very dark and have people sitting farther away from me. And I'd use those inhalants and exhalants and I'd call and tell them that it was a spirit beyond. And I had spirits talking to me. And all these voices would come and talk and tell me about the other side and things like that. Because I use aha, eh, eh, ee, oh, ooh, ooh, I talk in that voice, and